seeing your great form with its many mouths and eyes, mighty armed one, its many arms, thighs, and feet, its many bellies, its many teeth terrible to see. The worlds tremble, and so do I, seeing you touching the sky ablaze of many colors, mouths gaping wide, vast blazing eyes, my inmost self trembles, Vishnu. I find no steadiness and no peace. Seeing your mouths, terrible with their teeth, resembling the fires of time's ending, I lose my bearings and I find no refuge. Have mercy, Lord of gods, dwelling place of the universe, and these sons of Dhritarashtra, all of them, along with the hosts of kings, Bhishma, Drona, and that son of the charioteer too, together with our own chief warriors. They are rushing into your mouths, terrible with their teeth, fearsome to see. Some are caught between your teeth, their heads already crushed, as the many rushing waters of rivers race toward the ocean alone. So do these heroes of the human world rush into your blazing mouths, as moths, rushing headlong at ever greater speed, plunge into a blazing flame to their destruction. So too do these worlds rush into your mouths, to their destruction at ever greater speed. You lick and devour all the worlds on every side with your flaming mouths, filling the whole universe with your radiance. Your fierce splendors scorch it, Vishnu. Tell me who you are, so terrible in form. Homage to you, best of gods, have mercy. I wish to understand you, the primal one. I do not comprehend what you intend.
I am time, grown old, set out to destroy the worlds, come here to annihilate all people. Even without you, all these warriors arrayed in the opposing ranks shall cease to exist. Therefore arise, win glory, conquer your enemies, and enjoy a flourishing kingdom. By me alone have they already been slain, be merely the instrument, left-handed archer. Drona and Bhishma and Jayadratha and Karna and the other warrior heroes as well, slain already by me, you need only kill. Do not waver, fight, you shall conquer your rivals in battle.
Having heard this word of Keshava, the diademed one, joined palms trembling, bowed once more, and faltering, terrified, prostrated himself and spoke again to Krishna.
It is fitting, Hrishaksha, that at your renown the universe rejoices and is filled with love. The demons flee in terror in every direction, and all the hosts of the perfected bow down to you. And why should they not bow to you, great being, you who are greater even than Brahma, the first creator? Boundless one, Lord of gods, dwelling place of the universe, you are the imperishable, the being and the non-being, and what is beyond both. You are the primal god, the ancient person. You are the ultimate resting place of this universe. You are the knower and the object of knowledge and the supreme abode. By you this universe is pervaded, form of infinite forms. You are the wind, Yama, fire, Varuna, the moon, the lord of creatures, and the great forefather. Homage, homage to you 1,000 times over, and again, yet again, homage, homage to you. Homage before you and homage behind you. Homage be to you on every side, O all. Of boundless might and immeasurable valor you reach all things, therefore you are all. For whatever I have rashly spoken out of familiarity, thinking you my companion, O Krishna, O Yadava, O friend, not knowing this greatness of yours, whether through carelessness or through affection, and for whatever disrespect I have shown you in jest, at play, on a bed, seated, or at meals, whether alone or in front of others, unfailing one, I ask forgiveness of you, immeasurable one. You are the father of this world, of the moving and the unmoving. You are its object of worship, its most venerable teacher. There is no one equal to you. How could there be anyone greater in the three worlds, being of unequaled power? Therefore, bowing down, prostrating my body, I seek your grace, adorable Lord. As a father bears with a son, a friend with a friend, a lover with the beloved, so should you bear with me, God. I am overjoyed to have seen what has never been seen before, yet my mind trembles with fear. Show me, God, that other form of yours. Have mercy, Lord of gods, dwelling place of the universe. I wish to see you exactly as before, crowned, bearing mace, discus in hand. Take on again that four-armed form, thousand-armed one, whose body is the universe.
Being gracious to you, Arjuna, I have shown you by my own power this supreme form, radiant, universal, boundless, primal, which no one before you has ever seen. Not by study of the Vedas, not by sacrifice, not by gifts, not by rites, not by fierce austerities, can I be seen in this form in the human world by anyone other than you, hero of the Kurush. Let there be no fear in you, no bewilderment, at having seen this terrible form of mine. Free of fear, with a glad mind, behold again this other form of mine.
Having said this to Arjuna, Vasudeva showed once more his own former form, and, becoming again the gentle being, he comforted this frightened man.
Seeing this gentle human form of yours again, Janardana, I have now come back to myself, my mind composed, restored to my own nature.
This form of mine that you have seen is very hard to see. Even the gods are ever longing for a sight of this form. Not by the Vedas, not by austerity, not by giving, not by sacrifice, can I be seen in the manner in which you have seen me. But by devotion that turns to nothing else, I can in this manner be known and truly seen, and entered into Arjuna, scorcher of enemies. He who does my work, who holds me as the highest goal, who is devoted to me, free of attachment, without hatred toward any being, he comes to me, Pandava.
Chapter 12, The Yoga of Devotion.
Between those devotees who worship you, ever disciplined, and those who worship the imperishable, the unmanifest, which have the deeper knowledge of yoga.
Those who fix their minds on me and worship me, ever disciplined, endowed with supreme faith, these I consider most perfectly disciplined. But those who worship the imperishable, the indefinable, the unmanifest, the all-pervading, the inconceivable, the unchanging, the immovable, the constant, restraining the whole host of the senses, of equal mind in all conditions, delighting in the welfare of all beings, they too attain to me. The difficulty is greater for those whose minds are set on the unmanifest, for the unmanifest goal is reached with hardship by those who bear a body. But those who, surrendering all actions to me, intent on me alone, worship me, meditating on me by that undivided discipline. For them whose minds are fixed on me, I soon become the one who lifts them up out of the ocean of death and rebirth, Partha. Fix your mind on me alone, let your understanding rest in me. In me alone you shall dwell hereafter, of this there is no doubt.